what you thought was God, you're going to turn around and say, I didn't even know God like this. You're going to start catching revelation to who he is. See, the problem is some people sit in church years after years and don't got to know who God is. They know of God, but they never got a relationship to know who he is. Amen? And so when you begin to get it for yourself, you got a testimony can't nobody take from you. And it ain't your pastor's testimony. It's your personal experience. Spiritual. If you think about what I've already done to bring you out, it will strengthen your praise to come out of this. Because you'll remember, I'm the same God and I change not. If I brought you out once,
to their cry. The eyes of the Lord are on who?
The righteous.
Who's the righteous?
Yeah.
And his ears open to who?
The righteous.
the cry of the righteous. Amen? That means he hears you. Amen? Amen. Just in case the devil told you, God ain't here, you got it, can't even touch it, God don't see you. The word of God just said that which don't lie, he sees you and he hears you and he don't lie.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
Zechariah 3, 1 through 8. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his hand, at his right hand, to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. O hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. Amen. So we see where Satan went to God. Amen. Concerning Joshua. And it said he stood there at Joshua, and Joshua was in filthy clothes. Now Joshua was a man of God. They called him a priest. But yet he had filthy garments on. And that's just like the enemy, because he knows the weakness of man. So he always liked to dress you in filthy garments. And sometimes you can get dark in your spirit because of tribulations that you're going through. So we got to be careful when we say somebody's dark. Don't always mean they're in sin. Sin does represent dark. Your countenance get dark when you're in sin. When you are around true believers who can see in the spirit, they can tell where you've been by how you look. Amen? And so sometimes the darkness ain't always sin. It's trials and tribulations bring darkness. It dampens our spirits. Amen? So the enemy wanted to make him look like he wasn't the righteousness of God. Because what happened is that as he was out and about Joshua, when people would look on him and see his filthy rags, they would begin to judge him and say, he must have failed.
All right.
And they didn't know that he was in the war zone. You ever see somebody go to war and come out and they look like they're clean and no dirt on them? When they get in the war zone, there's dirt on the face, under their fingernails, the clothes is dirty, the boots is dirty, they look like they've been in mud and you don't want to touch them. See, some of us been through some war and people see what we're going through for everything. And there's a season that you want to have to gird up. Amen? So this is what I want you to tell my people, because see, this is our favorable season, right?
Hallelujah.
The Lord has been speaking to us, stay in position. The rain is coming and it's going to overtake us. Amen? And this is where everything shifts.
Yes, yes.
Amen? So therefore, let me see who I can get. I need somebody shorter than me. Come here, Kayla. Hold this for a second. So here goes Kayla. She's been through the war zone. And sometimes, some of the stuff may be some stuff she put on herself.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes. Amen.
You know, sometimes kingdom of God. Amen? And so when the enemy sees her, when they see her, all they see is the darkness of her. Now, we know we got two worlds, correct? Everybody know that there is two worlds that we operate in. It's called the spiritual world and the natural world. And in the spiritual world, you got spiritual beings. One is for God, and the other one's for the devil. Does anybody know anything about it?
Yes.
Amen. So we know that they are at war for our souls, correct? Amen. And so because they are at war at our souls, they respond according to a hardness. You catch that? They know who you are by how you're dressed.
Amen.
Your worship can dress you in glory. Your praise can dress you in glory. Amen. So they look and they see who we see in light. Because if it ain't no light there and it's darkness, we can attack. Because guess what? We can send destruction. Because there's no light there.
Yes.
But they are careful how they roll up on the elect. Because if they got a bit of light and they call him, we're not going to be able to handle what he sent for us. You know how that song said, "Don't come for me"?
Uh-huh.
And that's not sent for you?
Amen.
Well, when they start touching you,
right,
they sent for the heavenly host to come for you. Amen? So Satan, come here. Because God said, like, let me give you 2 minutes. God said, our filthiness, our righteousness, is like filthy rags. That's the word of God, correct? So, now check this out. Here, we got her dark, and she got all this on her that looked like she been all the way in the world. Those of you that in the world, that y'all like club and smoke a weed, blunts, oh, God. You understand what I'm saying?
You better come on
down. Those of you that sit in the center of the gamble house,
get behind me.
Creeping at night.
That's right.
You look filthy in the spirit. You got stinky aroma. And then you wonder why the promises of God can't find you. Because you ever been around somebody that's sick? And you want to move your seat?
Yes.
She said she won't run. But how you pray for a righteous man or woman of God and you stink like the world? And when a righteous man comes, he smells your scent.
You doing?
And you keep talking about smell like you ain't had a bath.
Jesus.
Sometimes you gotta get washed in the Word. The Bible says the Word of God wash you. Some of people need to take a bath. Amen? You got to take a bath. Now you got to take a bath, you got to wash your clothes. Because your clothes carry on. Okay. Y'all look like crazy, but I'm going to make this right for you. word. The word of God is speaking directly in your life. You changed your mind while you were sitting in the seat when I grabbed this mic. I saw you change.
Hallelujah.
You said, God, I'm changing my life. And guess what? He says, I'm ready. Hallelujah. like this because you know he need a gateway to get into your life. So when you give him the gateway, he take it back to God. See, he can't just move in because the gate was open. Because God is still the gatekeeper.
Yes, he is.
Amen? He got to say, God, the gate is open. Can I go in?
All right.
And God got to say, this is her first offense. No. And then when the people won, he go back to God again. Can I go back again? God said, no, it's her second offense. No, my grace is still sufficient. My mercy is still in door for her. Amen? Then he said, God, the gate was open. Again, God said, third offense, three strikes, you're out. Go in. I gave him a chance to get it right. The mercy sometimes run out. He said, I already covered you over and over. The enemy kept coming to destroy your life. And at that time, he couldn't touch you. But you keep disregarding my order. How long would I tarry in that place before I give him permission? Before he can do anything to you, he got to ask God first. That's what I love about the Lord. Though I fall, a just man, which is a righteous man, falls seven times. But the Bible said he'd get back up.
Yeah.
and not worried about nobody judging you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because in truth be told, if I call you on your stuff, because some of your ain't as hidden as you think you are, I just for answers not help with that prophetic anointing, because they say, oh, Pastor, you rough sometimes. You know, I just say, not help my next. But if I go back to the days of old, you are embarrassed. But I'm going to take the microphone all away from my mouth, and I whisper in your ears, or sometimes I just learn to pray. Don't bring the old prophet out, because guess what? I can rightfully call it out, because the Lord says that we can do it, and it ain't on judgment. We judge according to the word of God. See, let me tell you something about sinners.
Come on.
Fit stragglers, may I say. They say if you call them to sin, you judge them. The Bible says we can judge righteously. We judge you according to the word, but the word judges you. Amen.